This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the first time in nearly 3 years of violence, Israel and the Palestinians are taking simultaneous steps on the road to peace. Israeli troops have pulled out of the northern Gaza Strip, turning over security to the Palestinian Authority. And militant Palestinian organizations, responding to Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, have announced a temporary ceasefire. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Despite the suspicion on both sides, Israeli and Palestinian officials say there is hope that the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace is beginning to be implemented. Yesterday, three Palestinian groups announced a ceasefire. Hamas and Islamic Jihad said their suspension of military operations was for 3 months, while Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement said it was for 6 months. Mahmoud Azahar, a Hamas spokesman in Gaza, says the group made the deal not to help Israel, but to help Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas consolidate his authority.
We are not offering this initiative for the Israeli. We are sending for the Palestinian Authority and for Arab sides. If the Israeli accepted that, welcome. But with us, we are not recognizing Israel. We are not ready to negotiate with the Israeli, and we are not trusting the Israeli anymore.
Both Hamas and Fatah attached a series of conditions to the ceasefire, saying Israel must free Palestinian prisoners and end its assassinations of Palestinian militants. Israeli officials say assassinations will be used only in the case of what they call ticking bombs, meaning militants on their way to carry out attacks. The officials said Israel will share the information and Palestinian security forces will first be given an opportunity to arrest the men. Israeli officials say an important test of the ceasefire will be in Gaza. Last night, about 50 Israeli tanks and armored vehicles pulled out of northern Gaza and Palestinians took over security control there. Maan Arakat, an advisor to Prime Minister Abbas, says the Palestinian Authority is committed to making sure there is no rocket or mortar fire into Israel from Gaza.
The Palestinian government's policy or program means that there should be one Palestinian Authority and one rule of law, and that the Palestinian Authority should be the only source of authority for all the Palestinians. And we expect the opposition groups, all the factions, to respect this and to help the Palestinian government in controlling all the areas that Israel would withdraw from in order to encourage the Israelis to continue their withdrawal from the rest of the Palestinian areas.
According to the first phase of the U.S.-backed roadmap, both sides must end violence and incitement, and Israel must continue to dismantle illegal settlement outposts. Israel is also supposed to pull its troops back to where they were before the violence broke out almost 3 years ago. Israeli officials today said they expect to pull out of Bethlehem in the coming days. But government advisor Zalman Shoval says how far Israel goes depends on whether the Palestinian Authority fulfills its commitment to dismantle militant groups.
This is the first part of the roadmap which the Palestinian Authority supposedly has accepted. Unless the infrastructure is broken up, unless these terrorist organizations are dismantled, unless known terrorists are put on trial, unless illegal arms are handed over to a third party, probably to the Americans, the whole roadmap won't start rolling.
There are fears that a Palestinian terrorist attack or an Israeli assassination of a Palestinian militant could derail the ceasefire. But many on both sides say the truce and the Israeli pullback offer a chance to end nearly 3 years of violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.